Koph Tes Teves, Wednesday the 1st of January, Rabbi Pinchas Robert Schlitter.
I think everyone is familiar with the posuk in the Maimon Chazal in this coming week's Seder. The posuk says, Ushmartem es hamatzis ki be'etzim hayoim hazeh. Shmartem es hamatzis means that the Yid has an obligation to watch over the matzahs. A dough which is prepared for matzah must be kept under continuous supervision, worked upon, pummeled, so that it doesn't become chometz. Shmartem es hamatzis. In the Chazal, in the Mechilta, say the following: Al tikra ushmartem es hamatzis, ela ushmartem es hamitzvis. In the Torah, there's no nekudas, there are no dots. In the same word, matzis can be read mitzvis. And Chazal say that we should do so as an additional interpretation of the words in the Torah. Ushmartem es hamitzvos. You must guard, take care of mitzvos. Kederech she'ein machmitzin es hamatze, kach ein machmitzin es hamitzvos. In the same way, as you are careful with matzahs, and you don't allow them to ferment by doing nothing, likewise, when it comes to mitzvos, don't allow the mitzvahs to ferment. If you have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, do it as soon as you can. Don't delay. In the same way as you don't delay with matzahs. Elim bo mitzvah liyodcho asei oyso miyad. As soon as you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it straight away. And from this we learn the klal of zerizin makdimu lemitzvahs. How important the union of zerizas, of alacrity, is in the performance of mitzvahs. My late Rebbe Zichron Livracha, the Gezer de Menal, once asked, this is an important rule, zerizas of mitzvahs is an important rule, kol ha-Torah kula, all the mitzvahs we perform, whether it's davening, whether it's learning, whether it's stock, whatever it may be, everything should be performed with zerizas. Why is it therefore that the Torah introduces this klal in such an indirect way? Not matzahs, but mitzvahs. You play around with the words, and you bring in the rule through the back door. Such an important klal of zerizin makdimin lemitzvahs should have had deserved a posuk on its own, and not in this type of form of remez, of hint in the Torah. In order to answer that question, I want to ask another question. The comparison between zrizas and mitzvahs, and zrizas in matzah, is on the surface a very poor one. Kishem. If a person's not careful with a matzah dough, and he leaves it for a length of time without working on the dough, then the matzah becomes chometz. He's lost it completely. It's gone. It's not matzah, it's chometz. You can't use it. So the lack of zeriza, so to speak, in the mitzvah, takes away the mitzvah from you completely. Sheinkin zerizas. If a person doesn't perform the mitzvah of the zerizas, he performs a little bit later, he's a bit slothful, a bit lazy in the performance of the mitzvahs. Oh, he does it. So no, it is. He's still got the mitzvah. He's lacked. He's missing the maila, the advantage and the merit of zerizas. Of the mitzvah he's still got. How can you compare it to a lack of zerizas with matzah? And the Torah, Chazal say, Kishem. What's the Kishem? Elamai, you see, that if Chazal do compare it, the Chazal are telling you a lesson. The Chazal are saying that Zerizas is not just an additional merit of a mitzvah. If you perform a mitzvah with Zerizas, or you perform a mitzvah without Zerizas, it's a different mitzvah completely. The whole Eichus The sug of the mitzvah, the whole quality of the mitzvah has lost. It's a mitzvah, can't take that away. But a mitzvah without Jesus is not the same mitzvah as a mitzvah with Jesus. It's not just a question you've missed out on the maila, on the advantage. You've missed out on the echos of the mitzvah. And therefore, say Chazal, we are comparing it to matzah. And we introduce this cloud dike by matzah to tell you and to point out and to bring to your attention that in the same way, if you're not solid with matzah, you lose the matzah. Likewise, if you do a mitzvah without Jesus, you've lost that mitzvah which you could have had if you would have done it with Jesus. It's a different mitzvah entirely. We say rotz katzvi. Rotz katzvi. And I once saw that the Indian of rotz is a shoyrish of rotz, is rotzen. And the idea is this. The reason why, if you miss out Zrizus, you've lost the whole quality of the mitzvah is because Be'emes Zrizus is not a mile on his own just because he did it quickly. Zrizus is an indication of your cheshik and an enthusiasm for the mitzvah. So that if a person does a mitzvah with Zrizus, it means he's got an inner fervor to fulfill the mitzvah, a gewaltige cheshik of a mitzvah. That's why he does it with Zrizus. If he doesn't do it with Zrizus, so he's doing a mitzvah in a more mechanical manner, but the hislavus, the shtoikikus for the mitzvah is missing. So it's not just the fact you've missed out on doing it quickly. If you don't do it quickly, that means you're not enthusiastic for the mitzvah. That's the chisovn. That's why the mitzvah loses its holeichus. And then we say, rotz katsi, rotz means, indicates the rotzen, the will and the desire and the enthusiasm of the person of the mitzvah. Knows Jesus? He does the mitzvah. Oh, it's a mechanical mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah with desire, not a mitzvah with yishtekikus. There is a Gemara in Erevin, you'll be learning a little bit later Erevin, but you'll be learning Lomdus, I'm not going into the Lomdus affair. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Kuf Amid Beis, which says, Il mole nitno toiro. If the Torah had not been given, hayinu lemeidin tznius mechatul. If the Torah wouldn't have been given, we would have learned how to behave modestly from a cat. Certain facets of a cat's behavior indicate modesty. Gezel min molo, we would learn out from an ant not to steal, because an ant never steals from its chaver. An aroyus miyoino, you'd learn out to be nizer in aroyas from a yoino, a yoino's got one mate. And somebody once asked, we know that one of the special merits of an ant is zerizus. Whatever he does, he does it very quickly. Lechel nemono otzel. Somebody says, otzel, but tell him, go watch an ant, see how he works, how quickly he works. If so, somebody once asked, why does the Gemara in Erevin not say, we would learn out Zerizus from the Nevola? It doesn't say anything about Zerizus from the Nevola. Why do we learn out Zerizus from the Nevola? And the answer to that is, a Nevola, an ant, works quickly. But that's an outward physical action. It's flink. But flink, quickness, is not a mile in its own bedafke. What we talk about Zerizus means the enthusiasm and the desire, the inner desire. That's what a Nevola hasn't got that. Just to watch him working quickly? No, what am I working quickly? I've added something to, you shouldn't be an otzel. Oh, but the mile, the positive mile of Zrizas, which indicates the favour and the enthusiasm of what he does, that's what the mole hasn't got. So there's nothing to learn from the vola, not to be lazy, oh, but to be a zoriz in the Torahic understanding of the word Zrizas, and the purpose of Zrizas, that's not there by anymore. Now, one suggested, Yaduach and Chazal, Rashi brings it in Chumash. That Lot, as you know, was saved from Sodom and Gomorrah. And Chazal looked for a reason. What was his chus, Lot, that he should have been saved? So Chazal say, and Rashi brings it in Chumash, there was a time when Avram Avinu said to Melech Paroi, he said that this is my sister. And Lloyd knew that it wasn't his sister. It was his wife. And if he would have opened his mouth and told the truth, he might have got quite a lot of money as a reward. And he didn't. Because he kept his mouth quiet. And didn't speak and didn't reveal the secret. And he was prepared to forgo the schar, the financial schar that he got. That's the schus which got him out of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Rashi brings B'Shem Chazal. And everybody asks, is that the only schus that Lloyd had? What about the Achnosos Orchim that he did? In Sodom, Achnosos Orchim was on the pain of death. And that didn't seem to help him to get him out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Only keep him quiet when it came to money. What about Achnosos Orchim? Why isn't that a schus? So the Gedolim answer that the Achnosos Orchim of Lloyd was a different type of Achnosos Orchim. He practiced Achnosos Orchim. It was part of his nature because he'd seen it in the house of Avram. That wasn't his madrege. It wasn't his level of achievement. He did it because he was taught that to do it. So he was imitating and copying Avram Avinu. But it wasn't his own madrege of Achnosos Orchim. That's why it didn't help him to get out of Sodom Vamir. So the Shaila, how do you know that? Hefshit was his own madrege. Hefshit was doing Achnosos Orchim because he felt for the mitzvah. He was enthusiastic for the mitzvah. He wanted to do it. Well, did he take it for himself? How do you know? Why don't the person have choy when he done him have schus? And the answer is, if you look in the psukim, you see the difference between his Achnosos Orchim and the Achnosos Orchim of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, Vayimaher, Rotzel Abaka, Mari, all the time at Haltnein Leufen. Haltnein Leufen. Does it as Jesus? As Jesus in the mitzvah of Achnosos Orchim shows you his delight and his desire to fulfill the mitzvah. You do not find that by Lloyd. He was Achnosos Orchim. Oh, but no Jesus. You don't find Rots. You don't find Yemaya. None of those Lashonos, those adjectives, are used in connection with Lloyd. He did it. He did it. It was a mechanical Achnosos Orchim which he'd learned to do it from the home. It became second nature to him. But the fact that there was no Mehirus, there was no Ritzah, showed that there was no Rotzen. And if there's no inner Rotzen, then that type of Achnosos Orchim is not a schus for Lloyd that's going to get him out of Sodom Vamoyer. So it's the proof that comes from a Ritzah, the proof that comes from a Zrizus, and reflects on his attitude to the mitzvah, that's what's important. If there's no Zrizus, then there's no Rotzen, there's no Ishtekikus. You do it, I have to do it. I've been taught to do it. It's a different mitzvah entirely. Much less quality mitzvah than a mitzvah which is done by Jesus. In Parsha Vayakil, there is a parsha which deals with the Nesiim bringing the Avnei Shoyham to the mission. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Nesiim to contribute towards the Mishkan. They were wealthy people. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, let the Klal Yisrael bring first, and whatever is missing, we'll make up the deficit. Klal Yisrael brought. In the end, they were left. The only things that they could bring was the Avnei Shoyham. And they brought the Avnei Shoyham to the Mishkan. Say Chazal, Rashi brings it in Chumash, that the fact that they left it to the end and asked Klal Yisrael to do it first showed that they were at Salem. There was an atzlus. There was a laziness in their performance of helping to build the Mishkan. Otherwise they should have immediately brought something. The fact they said, well, we'll bring later after Klal Yisrael has brought theirs. That was the shoyrish of their response was atzlus. And because of that, says Rashi, Shem Chazal, there is no yud in the words v'nesiim. The yud is missed out. So one looks upon that as an oinish. There's a word, a letter in their name which is missing. Wait, what the oinish is? It's oinish. The same as you find by Ephraim. The vav is missing in Ephraim, it's a punishment. Not to be attached, fully attached to the Torah is a punishment. But I think perhaps one can suggest a little bit deeper than that. The lack of the word yud means that you read the word Nesiim, and the word Nesiim has a completely different meaning. Nesim, say Chazal, means Nesim, Mamish, the clouds. Because they have Nishoim, where did they get Nishoim from? Nishoim came, the clouds, in the same way as the clouds brought the Mon, and the Tamrukim, and all the other things in the Midbar to Klal Yisrael. With that came the Nishoim too. They took the Nishoim and they brought it to the Mishkan. By saying Nesim and losing out the word, leaving out the word Yud, the Torah is saying as if the clouds brought the Nishoim to the Mishkan. Where the Nesim? In other words, because of their asses, the Torah's been meramas, ke'ila they didn't do the mitzvah at all. It wasn't them, it was done through the clouds. So it's not just missing of a word Yud. The Torah is hinting the fact is that they lost out on the mitzvah to a certain degree. They brought it, actually. But the Torah doesn't say they brought it. The Torah says the clouds brought it because of the misatzlim. The Torah takes away the credit of the mitzvah from them because of the misatzlim. It's a different type of mitzvah in time. There is a Tosfos in Shavuos, a Chiddush Dika Tosfos in Shavuos, Dav Gimel. Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos says the following. If a person is faced with a situation, they've got a mitzvah asay to fulfill, and that's opposed by a luisa asay. And is this a situation, a asay and a luisa asay? So we have a klal that asay is doich a luisa asay. That the asay, the kiyum mitzvah, pushes aside the iser of the luisa asay. It's a klal in the tzeit. However, we also have a klal that if it's efshe l'kayim shneim, if there's a possibility of fulfilling the asay without being doich the lois asay, then we don't say asay doich the lois asay. It's an inyan of dichui. It's not hutra, it's dichui. It pushes it aside. If I don't need to push it aside, if I've got a chance of fulfilling the asay without being over the lois asay, and I fulfill the asay without the lois asay. I don't say asay doich lois asay in such a case. So Tosfos in Shavuos Dav Gimel, what happens if I fulfill the mitzvahs of asay now? I have to be doich lois asay. But if I delay the performance of the mitzvahs asay until later, efshe lahamtin, we can wait a little bit later to fulfill the mitzvah asay, and then there won't be an issa of lois asay. Does that come under the category of Efshe L'Kayim Shneim? Why be doicha the lois asay now, wait a little bit and perform the asay later, and you won't have the lois asay in Kegan? So Tosfos says, that's how it's not Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. And we say, be doicha the lois asay now, don't leave it to the asay until later, to be mekayim it without the dichui of lois asay. Shaila, it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. What do you mean, I can't do the asay now, I can do the asay later? Is once Rav Reuven Grozovsky was the son of Rabbi Berzeich at Tzadik Livrocha. Rav Reuven said, Tosfos is telling us, does Heisen Sefshe L'Kayim Shneim? The assay which you can fulfill now, which you're able to do, and if you do it now, you do it with the Ishtekus, delaying the mitzvahs assay to later, does it not have the mitzvahs assay? That's not the same as assay that you've got now. Does Heisen Sefshe L'Kayim Shneim? If I can fulfill the same assay now, the same assay later, that's one thing. But to delay the mitzvah, even if I'm delaying the mitzvah only because of the situation of a lois asay, but I'm delaying it. A delayed mitzvah asay, and a mitzvah asay which you perform now as soon as you have the earliest opportunity, does this another mitzvah asay? Does this is Efshe L'Kayim Shneim? So we say, asay doich a lois asay now, and not push off the asay until later for whatever reason. That's a delayed asay. A delayed asay is a gedder of an asness in the asay. That's not the same quality of the asay. It's an ander asay, guys. It's heisen Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. This is the pshat in Tosfos and Shavuos. I don't know whether there are any chassidim here, they sonished. Still there are. If not before you left your in hearts. I'll just say over a vote, which I once saw from the late Baba Varov Zechidel Rocher of Shleiman. I heard on two occasions from a Choshev Yid here in London that he was at the Stipler's, twice visited the Stipler. This Yid was a Bob of a Chassid. He lives here in London. Hoshvi Yid. And he visited the stipler on a number of occasions. And on two occasions, the stipler said to him the following. Is alt wissen sein, as he don't mention in the Welt, he said it in Yiddish, I'll say it in Yiddish, I'll say it in English. There are people in the world who have a particular mafteach, a key to certain things in Yiddishkeit. The mafteach, the schlüssel to drush in the Torah, does it by the Bob of Arof. And the Stipler Zecher Nivrocha told this Yid twice, the Bob of Arof, er hat the schlüssel to drush, this man has a Welt. I think it's a Welt. That's in addition to the fact that he was a Choshev Yid, Shal Sarei. The Bob of Arof, Zecher Nivrocha, once gave an interpretation of a medrash, which is probably a well-known medrash, but the explanation is not so well-known. The medrash in Parshas Yisroi. Parshas Yisroi relates to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu went on Har Sinai to be Mekabelite. Is the medrash in Parshas Chof Ches in Yisroi says the following. When Moshe Rabbeinu appeared in Shemayim, to come for the Torah, Bikshu Malachi Asharis Lifgoya B'Moshe. The Malachi Asharis wanted to harm Moshe Rabbeinu, that he shouldn't be able to mekabel the Torah on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Also, boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klastirin shel ponav shel Moshe, doimel labro. So the Rabbeinu Shalom changed the facial appearance of Moshe Rabbeinu and made out as if he looked like Avraham Avinu. And then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned round to the Malachim and he said, I atem mizbayishin emenu, lo zeshi radzem etzlo v'achaltem besoich beisoi. Aren't you ashamed to want to harm this person who's standing in front of you, who looked like Avraham Avinu? Aren't you ashamed of him? You want to harm him? You sat in his abode and you would benefit from his achnosos olchim. What's sheps to me then? He said the man. Now the Medrash has got a lot of problems. I'm not denying it's not got a lot of problems. But one problem is, what on earth is the fact that Avraham Avinu looked after the angels that Achnosos Orchim? Why is that a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu should be given the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu went for the Torah. They didn't want to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rabbeinu should have said, but you ate in this person's house. Is that a reason why it should be royal to be Mekabel the Torah? My kesher is a bizarre. The Bava Rav Zecher Nivrocha said the following. We know that the Malachim did not want to part with the Torah and give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. The reasons, statements clear, are that the Moses and Shabbos, my Yiludisha Beinayinu, what's the dimension? What right is a man, a human being, to come to want to collect the Torah? The Bava Rav said the Pshat Zecher. In Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Dalet, when David the Melech is talking about the Malachim who are the Mesholsim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Mesholsov Eish Loi Hate. The Mesholsim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim, they burn them with fire. In their Sheiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is done like Brent, the favor, the tremendous enthusiasm to Mekayim Rotzon Hashem. The Malachim felt that the cover that Torah deserves that eish loy hate, that deserves that enthusiasm, that bren, that desire, that shishtekikus for mitzvahs and Torah. It was a mayiludisha veinenu. You come to mensch to me mekabel the Torah. What's a mensch? A man, a human being, is the misoide meofo. Misoide meofo is something with some snag and bechvedus. He goes about doing mitzvahs of his heavy, it's covered, it's awful. With the bren in mitzvahs. And if there's no bren in mitzvahs, then what's the point of giving them the Torah? They shouldn't cover that Torah and cover that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the people who do things in a lethargic, atzistic way, that they should be Mekayim the Torah. Give them the Torah. So the Rebbeinu Shlom turned around to him and said, Hetz Chaim, I want to remind you of something. I want to remind you of the fact that you once ate in the house of Avraham Avinu. And you were Mekabel Achnosos Orchim from Avraham Avinu. Do you remember how Avraham Avinu was Mekabel Yehuda's Orchim? He was an old man, about 100. Third day of his Mila, full mit Yisurim. And as soon as he saw the opportunity of Nachas Orchim, he didn't just feel Nachas Orchim. For Rotzer Aboka, by Yemai, the ganze Zeit läuft, halt nein laufen, and he tells his wife to laufen, er läuft. An alter Mensch, a kranke Mensch, and er läuft. That's Avraham Avinu. So when he performed his mitzvahs, he was a man. He was a human being. He was the side of my offer. But it's then the reason how he performs mitzvahs. He is then we are alive to perform mitzvahs. And clearly so are the einiklach of Avraham Avinu. Not just physical einiklach, but they've been yoyrish, the midas of Avraham Avinu, like yoyrish, the midas of all the other actors. So you say that human beings can't perform mitzvahs with reasons, and that's why they shouldn't be given the Torah, because not covered the Torah to give to such people. And Avraham, you saw how he behaved when you were in his house. You saw the Achmas Ochim. So you're tiny that they shouldn't be given to Avraham Avinu because they will not be able to give the mitzvahs with enthusiasm, with fervor, with alacrity, with the zizus, and the yisod of zizus, you think they can't do it. And you've seen what zizus Avraham Avinu performed. If so, I've no worry in giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, because they're his einiklach, and they perform the Torah the same way. Torah says about Klal Yisrael, Mamleches Kohenim. Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said about Klal Yisrael that they will be a Mamleches Kohanim. Nope. I've got great respect for the Kohanim. Oh, but they're a minority in Klal Yisrael. The Council of Klal Yisrael is an Amleches Kehanim. Who's an Amleches Kehanim? You have difficulty sometimes in finding a coin in a shoe. Who's the Council of Klal Yisrael is an Amleches Kehanim? So the Baba Barab once said, yeah, they're not Kehanim, everybody with the Kedusha of Kehanim. Oh, there's something that meets us from Kehanim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kehanim Zrizim Hei. Ayid, when it comes to performing mitzvahs, a life to don't perform mitzvahs. It was either some Amleches Kehanim. In their Bechina of Kehuna, the Zrizim Heim, Klal Yisrael can also fulfill mitzvahs. They lack nothing in their enthusiasm for mitzvahs. This is Mamleches Kehanim, in the Zrizis of the Kehan. I'd like to conclude with another Maisa involving a Litvak and a Chosid. The Atosfos in Masechta Shabbos Daf Hei on the base. Atosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks the Kasha. Yedua Shittas Ben Azai. Mahalech Ke'oimei Domi. When a person walks, we don't say that he's in a continuous movement. Ben Azai Shitta is Mahalakoimid, when a person walks, lifts his feet up and puts them down, as if he's coming to a full stop. Then he picks up his feet and starts again. So every step he takes, as if he stops, goes, stops, and goes, in movement. That's Mahalakoimid, Shittas Ben Azai. Pekti Rishalmi, if so, we'll never find a din that a person will be over Dalad Amos Vishusarabim. Because he never walks to Daladam Shusarabim. He's stopping in the middle, stopping and going. Who da Daladam Shusarabim for Tirisham? Enter Tirisham. You'll find it in a case where a person jumps. If a person's standing in a spot and he jumps Daladam, then you've got a case of Daladam Shusarabim. Because he's covered an area of Daladam without putting his feet down in the meter. Is that Enter Tirisham? Kofuts. So Rabbi Kevega was once sitting with his aide called Rabbi Leibel Eger in Achosit. Rabbi Kevega, can you do a Nishkan Kosit? So Rabbi Kevega said to his aide, Ich hab stehnisch, do it in Yerushalmi. We know from Shas that the Chazal were mevatel, mitzvah shoifo, mitzvah luluv, to perform if they fall on Shabbos. Keis, shem yavad ala damas vishusurah. Like the Lord Ben Azai, the only time you'll be over ala damas vishusurah is if you jump. You should not allow them to blow shofar and lulav on Shabbos, because Shema Yidin, the Satana Yid, was a Daladamus Mishus on Machkoifet.
Auf dem er gemacht hat, das war ein dummer Loch. Es kann kein Mensch sein. Was für ein Mensch? Jumps alle Damen, das müssen sie haben. Sag, sehen, es hat nicht gewährt, das hat er. Auf dem er gewartet, gewissen alle Deines, der Mitz auf Lulluf und der Mitz auf Schäufel und gleich so, oder Schatz. Seht ihr, gefällt einen. Seht ihr, Leben. Ich weiß nicht, Klallisse. Klallisse, when they've got mitzvahs to perform, they don't just perform mitzvahs. They perform a mitzvah, and there are reasons. If a Yid can perform a mitzvah of Shofar and Lulav, Nishnoel geht schnell, aber he jumps to perform the mitzvah. Meli Yitochne ba jeder Yid oder Chashasa, gehen dalle Dames mit der Kvitzel, bis sie haben zu perform the mitzvah. Ihr redet, wie man sagt, wie a Litwak, ich ein für Jachos. Das ist der Enthusiasm of Klallis. The reasons are mitzvahs, a viele jumping dalle Dames, bis sie haben, ist nicht kein Doverloch. Chazalm geysig. In practical terms, so of course, of Baruch Hashem, we all perform mitzvahs, we all come to davening, we all go to shurim, we do all Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But we can always do a little bit better. Not just to come on time, it's lefriya, to shurim is lefriya, to davening is lefriya. If a yid performs a mitzvah with zrizus, it's not just the outward action of doing something quickly. Das kann an abola eich. An ant can also perform things quickly. But the reflecting on the enthusiasm of the mitzvah yid, the inner favor, the slatus of the mitzvah. Does that mean? And if a person performs a mitzvah with zrizus, with enthusiasm, this is an andere mitzvah in ganzen than performing like a mitzvah like a robot or a mechanical mitzvah without enthusiasm. We should be zeuche to fulfill the bracha of mamleches kohanim, kohanim zrizim heim. Yidden should perform not only perform mitzvahs, but perform them with the zrizus, which changes the whole quality and the echus of the kiyum mitzvah.